No. Okay. So we are on the Mishnah on Lamed Zayim Beis Lizdaf Islam Ches. So we are now at the beginning of the parak. They mentioned or they gave a list of certain things that have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. So one of those things that Dafka has to be said by Lashon HaKodesh was Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim, as we all know, is the three psukim. So now the Mishnah is going to explicate some of the dinim regarding Birchas Kohanim, and also going to make a distinction between the halachas of Birchas Kohanim, how it took place in the Beis HaMikdash, and how Birchas Kohanim takes place outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, Birchas Kohanim Ketzad. Birchas Kohanim, which is said in Lashon HaKodesh, how is that recited? So, b'medina, which we say is going to be outside the Beis HaMikdash, b'medina omer osa shalosh brachos. The Kohen recites it three separate brachos. You make a pause and they recite it as three separate brachos. Rashi says, shemafsikin ha-kohanim bein pasuk le-pasuk va'onin atzivar amein. Okay? But b'mikdash, by mikdash, the Kohen says bracha achas. He doesn't stop between each bracha. Rashi says, the fisha ain't onin amein b'mikdash. We don't say amein in the mikdash. The ain't sarikan shum hefsek, and there's no hefsek, and that's how the Gemara is going to explain it a little bit later. Not sure today, but a little bit later. I think it's on Daf Mem that the Gemara is going to explain that, like what that means. Okay, so now the Mishnah Dao explicates a bunch of chilukim or distinctions between Birchas Kohanim in the Mikdash and Birchas Kohanim outside the Beis HaMikdash. But Mikdash Omer Es Hashem. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would use Shem HaMeforash. The Shem HaMeforash is written in the Birchas Kohanim. Kichsavo, how it is written, which is UK Bavke. That's how Rashi says. Kiksavo, biyud, hey. That's how Rashi says. In Maseches Kiddushin, in Daf Ayin Aleph, they say that there used to be 22 names. They would say it. Whatever the Shema Forish is, they would use one of the names of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But Medina, Chutz LeBeis HaMikdash, Bikinuyo, with its sort of its nickname, which is the way we pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Shem Adas, Aleph Dal. No, no, that's how Rashi says, Bikinuyov, Ba'alif, Dalit. Okay. Now they make a distinction between how they raise the hands. But Medina, so we have our resident Kohen, who will correct me if I say anything wrong today. But Medina, Kohanim Nosim Es Yadeyem Kineged Kisvehen. Right now it says, outside the base of Midrash, when the Kohanim lift their hands, they were lifted only shoulder height, only up to their shoulders. But b'migdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, me'al gabi rashayin, it would be above their heads. Right, Rashi says, it doesn't have there, al gabi rashayin, chutz b'kohen gadol, except for the Kohen Gadol, she'eino magbi es yadom l'malam etzis, the Kohen Gadol would not raise his hands above his head, because he has the tzitz on his forehead, and he would not put his hands above the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda says, af Kohen Gadol magbi yadol l'malam etzis, tzitz, even the Kohen Gadol, or Yehuda argues in Tanakam, he says, even the Kohen Gadol would raise his hands above the tzitz. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, Vayisa Aaron es yadav el ha'am vayivarchem, says that he would raise his hands. Okay, why would you not raise it above the tzitz, according to the Tanakam? Rashi says, Mipnei shehashem kasav alof, because you have the Shem Hashem on it, not to put your hands above the Shem Hashem. Rashi says, Ubamikdash, why does it go above their heads? L'malim reishayhem, second line, the third line, Mipnei shemavarchem esa'am b'shem ha'meforash, they would use the shem ha'meforash, v'shchina l'mala mikishrei etzbozeyen. And the shchina was above, this is above their fingers, and therefore what? And therefore they have to keep shchina, they would raise it above their heads. Sorry? Why? You can raise it. How much higher can you raise it?
If you do any higher, your hands will be straight up.
Right.
So how much higher?
So in Eretz Yisrael, the Kohen can have his hand. They put their hands even higher than the shoulder.
No, that's
not
right. You can't put lower than your shoulder.
But you could go higher.
I think it's a machlokas rishonim. Right, brings that over here. Machlokas rishonim. I show him nechlu and kavanas hamishna. He bedafka neged aktefayim v'lo yoser or lo. So the Ravid in the end of Maseches Tavit says that the Mishnah is not asking it to go any higher. But if they want to, they can go even higher. But he brings the Orza Ruo, he says that it's minimum height. And then, okay, so maybe it's just the Orza Ruo. Right, okay.
So
the
Tanakh Mishnah says
that the
Kohen Gadol raises his hands only up to his shoulders? Like
not above, no, he's not above his head. Doesn't say it for shoulders, it's not above his head.
So he can go higher than the regular Kohen.
The regular Kohanim, the Mishnah, are going above their heads. The base of Middash, the regular Kohanim are going above their head. Outside the base of Middash, they're only going shoulder height.
Okay.
So now the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of brisos that explain different types of different dinim, gabe birchas Kohanim. And it's going to bring the source. So, right, we said that birchas Kohanim is sebelash and akodesh. So what's the makor? Tana Rabbanan. Right, the pasuk birchas Kohanim is daber el aharon ve'albanav le'mor kosivarchu es b'nei Yisrael mor lahem. So kosev archu means b'lashon hakodesh. It has to be specifically in lashon hakodesh. So ata omer b'lashon hakodesh. You say it has to be in lashon hakodesh. Oh, eino el b'chol lashon. Maybe it means kosev archu. Maybe it means in any lashon. Gemara says no. We make a hekesh to har grizim har eval. Nemar kan kosev archu. V'nemar lahalon. And it says by har grizim and har eval ele yamdu levarich esham. These will stand to bless the nation. Malahalon, just like the bracha by Hargrizim is Belashon HaKodesh, as we learned out on Daf Lama Gimel, Afkan, so too, here, Belashon HaKodesh. So too, the bracha of Birchas Kohanim is by Lashon HaKodesh. Seems like in the Mishnah, it's trying to figure out what rhyme or reason is, but what's by Lashon HaKodesh, what's not by Lashon HaKodesh. And at the end of the day, we figured out that the source, the makor for all the Hebrew, goes back to Hargrizim, Har Eval. So it may be something about, if you look for the Mishnah, to figure it out, anything that's brachos or klala, anything that's a blessing or a curse, that's maybe the common thread between what's said in Hebrew or not. So let's see if that works in the Mishnah. Okay.
What's makor for what they do with the hands when they go like that?
We didn't get to it yet, I don't know. Okay. So, Afkan b'lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino sarich, we don't need to learn it from Gzeirah Shavah, but we have another way to learn that. Harehu Omer, ko. It says, ko tivarchu, like this. Which is specifying ko means like kacha, like this. Acha yom, you have to say it in this exact lashon, which was in Hebrew. Fine. Right. So the Tosos asks an interesting question. Tosos says, "We're learning out a hekesh or gzeirah shavah, the hekesh to from the bracha. We're learning. We say it is a bracha here, so just like the bracha there is in Hebrew, so to the bracha here." Has to be in Hebrew. But Tosa says, Tema, Tap Tosa says, Adarabba, Ema v'nemar lahalam v'achalta v'savata v'rachta. If you're learning it out from a bracha, make it out from benching. The bracha in benching, malahalam v'chol lashon, just like benching is any lashon, ki the amar la'el, like we also learn in Daflam Gimel. So why don't you say, here's also in any lashon? Why you make, according to that first month amar, who doesn't say from Kot Tavarchu,
what?
Okay, that's not the distinction Tosa makes. Tosa makes, v'yesh lomar, the mistabra lay tve lemela birchas kohanim mi birchas har grizim. Why? The shtehen mufuras b'torah. They're both explicit in the Torah what the brachas should be. Right? The birchas atzma namim fureshes. The brachas itself are clearly written, even though they're not really clear, really written on har grizim or eval, just as the klalos. But we say whatever the klalos were, the inference is that the brachas is just the exact opposite. Right? Shahaya hofvecha klalos ha mufureshes aror ish lebracha. Avaloshon birchas hamazon, but the lashon what to say by birchas hamazon, that's enam mifureshes b'torah. So it's something interesting. It's not mifuresh. That's another one. Your distinction is also good, I think.
Also, how do we know that it should be benching?
Why should it be anything else?
Because the pasuk it says kosev aruchu. This is how you bench.
So the week, so it says bracha.
It doesn't say
kosev aruchu by har grizim or eval. It says bracha.
It says
bracha.
By
I understand that.
So by Kanim says kosev aruchu. So that's how you bench.
That's the second mind of Amar. The first mind of Amar learned it out from a hekesh to the bracha and hark reason of our evil.
So what does he do from kosev aruchu? Kosev aruchu.
He doesn't learn that kol.
He doesn't learn anything from kosev
aruchu. No, he doesn't learn kol. Right? Rashi's Tosos says it. Abal Rabban lo mashma leli kuva ko elakacha. The lashon of ko is not makiv. Doesn't make a difference. Say ko. You should do it like this, make the bracha like this, whatever it means. You're saying, oh, ko means it's bedach like this. You're just saying, ko doesn't that mean bedach.
It's ko, it's ko shavarku. It says,
this is how you bench. No, he's not interpreting ko as this is how to do it. The bracha should be something like this. Look at Tosos. Review the Omer, Hareyu Omer ko. Aval Rabbanon, lo mashmal hul ikuva. Rabbanon don't hold ko as ikuva. Ela kacha. They would use the word kacha. That means like this. Kacha means like this. Ko does not. Okay. Tana Idach, another brisa. We learned out a bunch of things now from Ko Tavarchu. Okay, so same machlokas here. they had extra grats. But it says bracha by here and bracha there. Why are we learning out to the bracha by Har Grizim? Learn out from the bracha by Birchas Hamazon. No, because that's not an explicit bracha. That's what Tosas answers. Okay, Tana Idach. Another brisa says Ko Sivarchu. This is how you should make the bracha. Ko Sivarchu means dafka amida. It has to be standing. Ata over amida. You say it has to be dafka standing. Oh, in El Bishiva. Maybe you can sit and give the bracha. Nemar kantivar ko sivarchu. It says here ko sivarchu. Nemar lahalah, and also says by the bracha agrees in varival. It says ele ya'amdu levarich. Those who stand up to make the bracha. Malahalah by agrees in ba'amida. That has to be standing. Afkan. So to hear by birchas kohanim ba'amida. It has to be standing.
Let's say the guy's in a wheelchair. Could he still do it?
No, he has to be standing. He has to be standing. He can't do the avodah anyway in a wheelchair. Has to be standing. He can't do it. Rabbi Nosson Omer. We have no legs. Can't do it. Rabbi Nosson Omer. Ein otzarech. We don't need to learn it out from this gzeres shava. We have another way to learn it out. Harei Omer. It says by in Devarim. It says by Isahi of Dil Hashem Sheva Levi. It says l'arso. It says la'amo lifnei Hashem for Sheva Levi. They should stand before Hashem l'sharso ulevarech b'shemo. So you see here that the avoda and the bracha are to be standing. Ma misharis by mida, just like to be misharis, all the avodas in the base of midrash have to be done by mida, which we'll see eventually. Ach mevarech, so to the bracha that the kohanim have to give is by amida, specifically in amida. Umisharis gufi minolan. How do we know that the avoda has to be done standing? Because the pasuk says kivo v'char shem akecha b'chol shavtecha la'amod l'sharis, to stand and to do the avoda. So then the pasuk puts standing and bracha together. So just like the standing by the avoda, the standing by the bracha. There's an interesting just tension back and forth. It's like what is birchas kohanim? I'm trying to figure out, is birchas kohanim like part of the avoda, or is birchas kohanim part of tefillah? Like how does it work? Like a lot of times you're learning out the sakeshim from the avoda, but if you look at the Rambam places birchas kohanim squarely in hilchos tefillah. Shulchan Aruch also, it's in hilchos tefillah. It's not mentioned at all, like in hilchos midin musafin or anything like that. You know, you would think that maybe if it's part of the avoda, you would mention it in part in the halachas of the avoda. But the Rambam just says the Rambam. I think the lashon of the Rambam is sort of like it says, and here's where the kohanim would make the bracha. Like I've already explicated in hilchos tefillah, which is its place.
It would sound like it would be a bakasha.
Not a bakasha. It's a bracha.
Huh?
It's not a bakasha. It's a bracha. Right, so it's not, but they would.
And this is
okay.
And duchening we do is outside the base of the
avoda.
But you do duchening in the base of the also. It was done even when they were kavanas.
Right.
So which one is it? Even but there.
Depends where.
Those halachas
referring to in No, but the Rambam writes his sefer as if the base of the is around. He gives all the halachas of the kavanas. So why is he putting it there?
So anyway, Rambam says it's part of tefillah or part of
the Rambam writes, I don't know what he says, he writes the halachas in Hilchos tefillah. It's feeling, right.
Not in
Tamidim Musafin.
So if you forget it, would it be Matim or not? Would you have to go repeat it?
In Chazar Shashatz, if you forget anything in Chazar Shashatz, would you have to repeat it? I don't know. Okay, Tana Idach, another brisa from Kosev Aruchu. It says, Kosev Aruchu, Benesius Kapayim, you have to raise your hands. So Ata Omer Benesius Kapayim, you say you have to raise your hands. O Eino Ella Shalo Benesius Kapayim. Or maybe you don't have to raise your hands. Nemarkan Kosev Aruchu. It says here Kosev Aruchu, V'Neil Me'al Lahalan. This is by the brach of Aaron HaKohen that he gave to the nation on the eighth day of the Miluim. It says, V'Yisa Aaron Es Yodav El Am V'Yivarchem. He raised his hands and he gave him the bracha. Ma'alahalam by the bracha of Aaron ben Asiyas Kapayim with raised hands. Avkan, so to the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, for generations, is going to be ben Asiyas Kapayim with raised hands. So then, Tosa says this isn't part of the brisa, this is just an interjection. It says, Kashli the Rav Yonasan. This drasha was at Rav Yonasan had Kasha with. Imala, if you're learning it out from over there, so learn it all the way. You don't know the Hekesh Lenechsa, learn it all the way. Ma'alahalam Kohen Gadol, over there is Bedafka with a Kohen Gadol. And it was dafka b'rosh chodesh, and it was dafka with, it was an avodas hatzibor, by karbanos hatzibor. So afkan, so maybe you should say over here also, b'rosh kohanim has to be with the kohen gadol b'rosh chodesh avodas hatzibor. So Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson has another, now the brisa continues. Rav Nosson Omer, ein otzarech. We don't need to learn it from this gzeirah shavar at all. Harei Omer, the pasuk says, right, it's continuation of the pasuk we just mentioned before. Right, the pasuk says, Kivo v'char Hashem l'kecha m'chol shefatecha l'amol l'sharis v'shem Hashem hu uvanav kol yamim. So make his bond of law. There's a hekesh now between Bnei Aaron to Aaron. Mahu, just like he, by the 7 days of Miluim, was Menasius Kapayim. Af Bonov, so to his sons, when they do their mitzvah Birchas Kohanim, it's Menasius Kapayim. It's Menasius Kapayim. So that gives, remember, we had three problems. We had the problem that it should be Kohen Gadol, Rosh Chodesh, and Avodah Tzibur. So now if you make the Hekesh, so now we got rid of the Kohen Gadol aspect, because now it's everybody. Right? Menasius Kapayim, Af Bonov Menasius Kapayim. V'ksiv Kol Hayomim, it says all the days. So all the days is include, it means all the days, not just Rosh Chodesh. Gets rid of that. And then it also says the itkish bracha l'sherus. And there's a hekesh now between the bracha and the sherus, because it says lamod l'sharis. Right, because the pasuk says elsewhere l'sharso ulevarech. And just like the avodah, I guess the avodah is done by all the kohanim, not just the bnei Aaron, not just Aaron the kohen, the kohen gadol. So to the bracha is going to be done by everybody, not just the kohen gadol. And we get rid of all three problems that Rabbi Nosson had. And look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Af bonav b'nesias kapayim, v'lo tikshi tu shekein kohen gadol." The aim is even al hekesh. Once we have a hekesh, we're done. We don't have to worry about anything else. You don't have to say that's a kohen gadol. V'ksiv kol yomim. You don't have to worry about Rosh Chodesh and Avodah Tzibur, because Rashi says now, it's Kol HaYomim, means all the days. It means every day, not just Rosh Chodesh, and every day, not just the day that they did the Korban Tzibur. Well, they did the Korban Tzibur every day also, which is the time. Okay. I don't know. And he says, fine. Next. V'tana Idach. Another Brisa says, Pasuk says, Kosev Archus B'nai Yisrael. So we learn, B'Shem HaMiforash. It has to be with the explicit name. So Ata Omer B'Shem HaMiforash, O Eno El B'Kinui. Maybe it should be with the Kinui. So Talmud Lomar, how do you know that it means you have to use Shem HaMiforash? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says at the end of the Parsha, V'Samu Es Shemi Al B'nei Yisrael. So with the word Shemi, my name, Shemi HaMiyuchad Li, which is the Shem HaMiforash. If that's the case, so Yochol Af B'Gvulin. Maybe you should use a Shem HaMiforash even outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'yachal af b'gvulin kain. So Nemar Khan, Shmar says no. It says here, V'nemar Khan v'samu eshemi, V'nemar lahalan, and it says elsewhere, by the best of Beis HaMikdash, it says, Ki e'imel ha'makom ha'shev yichar shem l'keichem n'kol shevtechem, lasub eshemo sham, and his name is there. Ma lahalan Beis HaBechira, so there, where is his name, you know, glorified, that is in the Beis HaMikdash. Afkan, so to hear, l'shem eshemi, shame, Afkan, b'beis ha-bechira. Time out. Okay, Rav Yoshi says, Ein Otzarech, I don't need to learn it out from this Gzeir Shava, I can learn it as follows. Harei Omer, the Pasuk says, B'chol ma'kom asher askira shemi, right, any place where I mention my name, avo elecha, I will come to you, and the Pasuk continues, uverechticha, and I will bless you. And the Gemara says, b'chol ma'kom sakadaitach, it's b'chol ma'kom, you can use the Shem Hashem, doesn't make any sense, really, you can't use the Shem HaForash every place. Look at Rashi, b'chol ma'kom sakadaitach, v'chi b'chol ma'kom Shem HaMiyuchad Niskar, how can that be? Ha'ksiv zeh Shemi, v'zeh Zichri, lo kash ani nichav ani nikra. It's a Shemi and there's a Zichri. So you would learn out the Gemara in Pesachim and Nafnun, that not the way I'm written is the way I'm said. V'od ki b'chol makom shchina ba v'shora, in every place the shchina comes, d'ksiv avo elecha, v'hu lo yichen makom laskarish shmo, Hashem. What does that mean? V'od ki b'chol makom shchina ba v'shora, every place the shchina is, d'ksiv avo elecha, v'hu lo yichen makom laskarish Hashem. It doesn't mention a place. Right, so the pasuk says, b'chol makom asher askira shmi avo elecha, b'chol makom tzakadaitach, it can't be, ela mikra zeh misoras. He says, this pasuk is written backwards. Mesoras, I think, means backwards. Rashi says, Mehufach. Right? It's written backwards. And it should be read as follows. B'chol makom asher avoy lecha uvirechticha, wherever a place it come to give you the bracha, meaning the place where the shechina is, sham askir shmi. That's where you can mention my name. Read it backwards. V'heichon, and where is v'heichon avoy lecha uvirechticha? Where is the place where I come and I bless you? That's your Beis HaBechira. In the base of, never calls it the base of Middash, always calls it the base of Bechira. Right? And the Rambam calls it Hilchos base of Bechira. It's not base, we call it the base of Middash. Right? In Lashon, it's always base of Bechira. It says, Abo Lech Verticha. Right? Where is that? The base of Bechira. Shama Skira Shemi, the base of Bechira. That's where it is. I'm going to mention my name in the base of Bechira. So therefore, you see that the name is only mentioned in the base of Bechira, not mentioned outside. So Yosha says, I don't need to learn the Gzeir Shavu, I can learn it out from elsewhere. I don't know what the difference is, why you learn it out different. Maybe Gzeir Shavu, you can maybe you have to have a Mesorah, maybe, or maybe Gzeir Shavu, you can question if it's not Mufnem, it's named on both sides. I'm not sure why it would matter. Because all these things that we bring it out from Kosov Aruch, where everyone's saying, oh, you don't necessarily need to learn it out from Kosov Aruch, you can learn it out from someplace else. Hey, Tana Idach, another Brisa says, Kosev Aruchu as B'nai Yisrael, Ainli El B'nai Yisrael. I only know that the B'nai Yisrael, the males, are blessed by the Kohanim. Gerim, Nashim, Avadim, Mishukhrarim, Minayin. Sometimes you always say, you ask the question, where are Gerim and Nashim? Sometimes you always say they're included. Like, why would B'nai Yisrael? B'nai Yisrael is B'nai Yisrael. It's everybody. It's a generic name. He says, Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Amor Lahem. Says the Baal Bnei Yisrael, says Amor Lahem, Amor Lahem, what's already saying to them, what's Amor Lahem? It's extraneous. They learn it out, Lekulo, to teach you everybody.
They don't receive the bracha, I don't know. Like, what would be the question? Like, why?
It passes over them.
That's what he says?
No, I'm just making it up.
Oh, okay.
What's the Hav mean here?
Not that
maybe it works around them.
It's not in the place where you're the blessing, they don't get the bracha. That's it. They don't.
Maybe there's a mitzvah. Maybe the Gemara is hinting at a mitzvah to be blessed. That the Yisraelim have to be there as well. Like, not only is there a mitzvah on the Kohanim. Maybe I'm just making it up. Like you said, maybe there's a mitzvah or there's some sort of obligation on Bnei Yisrael to make sure that they be blessed. And that would be maybe that's not mean that the Nashim and Avadim didn't have that obligation to make sure they get blessed.
But I thought it's only our obligation to bless.
That seems clear. I'm maybe.
Verse 12 points out that the unemancipated.
Right. So that's.
Not included.
No,
it is.
Michael, it says here that the shul consists only of Gerim and Avadim who were free.
You don't have to bless them.
You do have. That's the issue. The shul consists just of...
Right, but your question is, why is the Hav Amina? What would be otherwise? You wouldn't bless them?
Oh, maybe
the shul... Kehilas Kahal Gerim would not require a Kohen to bless
them. The woman of the wall, you just bless them.
I don't
understand. After they light the menorah.
I don't understand what the
Hav
Amina would be with Gerim.
He said if there was a shul of only Gerim, the Kohanim would have to go up and give him a bracha. I hear you.
It says you have 10 dayers, you're not allowed to remind a person he's a Gerim.
I hear you.
So you should be B'nai Yisrael from the get-go.
I hear you. That's the question. That was the question we asked when we started. I don't know.
This is what we call discrimination.
I don't know. All right. Tani Idach. Ko Sivarchu. Again, Ko Sivarchu. Panim Keneged Panim. It should be face to face. Right, the face of the Kohanim had to be again facing the face of the nation who are getting blessed. Ata omer panim apanim. You say it says face to face. Oein el panim kenega orif. Orif. Maybe the face of the Kohanim could be facing the neck or the back. Meaning maybe the tzibur do not have to turn their face to the Kohanim. Actually, we have it. The Kohanim turning their face to the tzibur, but maybe they don't have to. Maybe it doesn't have to be face to face. Talmud Lomar.
They should be facing the Aron Kodesh.
Talmud what?
Facing the Orif,
facing not facing face to face. So Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, no, it has to be face to face. Emor lahem ki adam ha'omer lechaviro. Emor, like you have to speak to them. How do you speak? You speak face to face, or via text message. You have to speak. You speak face to face. That's the proper way to speak to somebody.
Of
Birchus Kohanim, I don't know all the lists, but I'm assuming it's on the list. Yeah.
Well, we have a resident Kohen.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sure it's on the list.
It's sure.
On the Kohanim,
not on the
list.
Tani Ida. It's not on the list?
It makes all the lists.
Sure.
That's a very, very wide statement, but I'm assuming it makes... Tani Ida. Another Brisa says, Kosev Arku. Has to be Kol Ram. It has to be out loud. It has to be heard. You have to hear them. Oe El Balach, which maybe means you can be softly, quietly. Tamalo and Morlehem. Kodam Sh'omel Chavero. When you speak to somebody, usually the person is supposed to be able to hear you. That's how you have a conversation. So to hear, that's how you speak to the person. Okay. So now, from the pasuk of Emor Lahem, we're going to learn that the Shliach Tzibor says it, and the I'm going to read it. Amar Abaye Naktinon. We have a Mesorah Lishnayim that when it's two Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash Kore, then the Shliach Tzibor calls out Kohanim to call out. But le'echad, if only one Kohen is going up to the Duchan, ain't a Kore Kohen. You don't call Kohen because it says emor lahem to them with the plural. So you still have to say the Birchas Kohanim, but you don't call them out. Shenemar, the pasuk says emor lahem. Lahem means dafka l'shnayim.
But the one Kohen is still duchening
now. He's still duchening, but he's not. You're not calling Kohanim. So the Amar of Chizda. The Amar of Chizda, Rav Chizda says another halacha. He also says he has a Masorah. Nakinon, Kohen Kore Kohanim. That the Kohen is supposed to call out Kohanim. The Ein Yisrael Kore Kohanim. But Yisrael doesn't call out Kohanim. Shenamar Emor Lahem. So he learns out Amira Mishalahem Tiye. The Amira should be to them. And with the Gemara Paskins, Hilchosuk Vasa De Abaye, the halacha is like Abaye, which is that you only call out Kohanim if there are more, if there are two Kohanim, two and more. The less Hilchosuk Vasa De Rav Chizda. But the halacha does not follow Rav Chizda, who says that the Emor Lahem, that the calling out has to be done by a fellow Kohen. But we say even the Shliach Sivor, who is a non-Kohen, can call them out and call out as well. I believe in there is a machlokes about that also, how you do that. If chutzlart, it's not a problem, because the calling out Kohanim can be a hefsek. So in chutzlart, it's not really a problem, because you say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. I guess on Yantif, you say it as well, so it can become part of it. But in Eretz Yisrael, usually, it's not the Shliach Tzibur who's calling out Kohanim, because they don't say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. It's usually somebody in the crowd who calls it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
right, okay. You've never seen a lady get the first lady? Anyways, you're busy.
Yeah, I have, because don't forget we learned before that Kohanim are Halavim.
Halavim.
Right, okay. So we call the VM also.
Go ahead.
So yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. But it's a rough one. So you actually make the, say, Kohanim is Mokahim. We don't learn a lot from Gemara.
Yeah, but I think the Shulchan Aruch brings it down like that also.
So
if it's one call, you don't see
anything. No, you could say Kohanim.
No,
because you're talking about Kohanim, you're talking about not just the Kohen that's in front of you, you would say, you're talking about Kohanim, the general view of the Shevet of Kohanim.
There's
always a fight?
It causes a lot of conflict.
Really?
So
right, there's no, it's funny, and he said,
but they do is right.
We don't have a lach here, we have to, it's Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. What's he bring down? What's the depth? This is... Yeah, that's the way it usually is in Eretz Yisrael. I believe so. When they say Kohanim, Eretz Yisrael, every day when they call that Kohanim, the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say Kohanim. But I guess when we say when Chutzlar is. No, somebody else says Kohanim, not the Shliach Tzibur. You don't call it Kohanim because no, you turn around and the Eretz Yisrael. Usually, yeah. Someone from the Seaboard calls out. That's how I've heard it. I mean, I haven't been in every shul, so
probably only.
The Shliach Tzibur says it. Kohanim, yeah. Right? But he's supposed to say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. I think the Rambam says.
Shia, what do you do when you're a Kohen and
Berachos
Kohanim, and you're the
somebody else calls out Kohanim.
Someone else calls it out.
What's that? You actually turn around?
Yeah.
But you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei. How do you do that?
It's part of this. Part of the. They say it's not absent. It's part of the tefillah. Okay. Next, Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Minayin. How do we know Shekadosh Baruch Hu misavel Birchas Kohanim? That Kaviyachal Hashem has a taiva. He wants the Birchas Kohanim. Shneimar. The pasuk says, "V'samu eshemi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarchem." As Rashi says, "V'samu eshemi tala hakasav adavar bahen." I'm not exactly sure what that means. From here, if you put my name on Bnei Yisrael, then I will bless them. So he really wants the Kohanim to do the bracha, so he can give them the bracha as well. Interesting. Just give the bracha by yourself. Why do you need the Kohanim? Okay. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, "Kol Kohen shemivarech, any Kohen that gives the bracha to Bnei Yisrael, misvarech, he also becomes blessed." If he does not give the bracha, if he chooses, I'm assuming if he chooses not to, if he's an onus, he's not allowed to, it's a different story. If he chooses not to, Eino mizbarech. Then he doesn't get a bracha in the Shemayim. Shneamar, the pasuk says, va'avarechecha mivarechecha. Same thing by Avraham Avinu. He says, whoever you bless, I will bless. So I guess they're learning over here. Va'avarechecha mivarechecha. If you bless them, Rashi says, okay. Remember Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Rav Yishuv ben Levi says, kol kohen she eino ol duchan. So that says any kohen who doesn't, I guess he's supposed to go up and doesn't go up, over bishlosha asei, he violates three mitzvos asei. Number one is kosev archu, number two is emor lahem, and number three is samu ashemi. Right, so you have these three mitzvos asei, he was mevatel these three mitzvos asei. Rav says, not only, what are you worried about that? He doesn't go up to duchan, choshishin, we suspect, shem ben grusha ben chalutzahu. Maybe he's not a real kohen. Maybe he's a ben grusha, or he's a ben chalutza, and he doesn't, he's pasul avoda. So the low pligi, and it's not a machlokas between Rav Yishuv ben Levi and Rav, because ha, Rav Yishuv ben Levi is saying it to Salik Leprakim. Talking about a kohen who goes up every now and then. Say he goes up only on Yontif. He goes up every now and then. So we know he goes up. But he decides, it's Tinder Yisrael, it's too much for him. I'll go up on Yontif on the special. I'm not going up every day. It's ridiculous. I'm not going up every day. I can't take it. So that guy, he's violating free mitzvah saseh. But ha, where you talk about we have to be choshish that he's not a kohen, that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, that's hard to lo solik leprakim. He doesn't go up at all. Just forget it. I'm not going up at all. So for him, we have to be choshish. Okay.
Why are we choshish for a moon? Maybe that's why he doesn't do it.
Why are we choshish for him for a moon?
Versus ben grusha, maybe.
Because usually a moon, you could.
That he's disqualified.
You could probably see the moon is. You'll know it. You'll know what the moon is.
Not necessarily.
You'll know. You know.
Disqualified ones you can see.
What's that?
I think you would.
The
mum is not the same thing by a carbon.
Didn't we once say that if he has a certain belly button, that could be a mum? So, I mean, you don't always see everything.
No.
That's for working in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right, so I don't know if the same thing applies to Birchas Kohanim. Because you also have Kohanim, you also have Kohanim who are younger than the age. They're allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash, will get up at Duchen. Kohanim are older than the age, allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash, they get up to Duchen. So I don't know if it's the same Mumim that disqualify for both. But the Ben Gerushim and Chalutza, definitely, is not allowed to get up
to
Duchen.
So the Mumim has to be visible.
I think so. I don't know. Someone who's deaf, is it visible?
Well, he can't
in here. I don't know. Okay.
No, the Kohanim doing it back then was not Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Beis
HaMikdash,
or just in the
Beis HaMikdash? It was done both. It was born in the Beis HaMikdash, okay. And it was done also outside the Beis HaMikdash.
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, it was done outside
of Israel.
No,
the Mishnah said, Medina, right.
It said in the Beis HaMikdash.
Medina means outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's a machlokas, but some say Medina is outside the Beis HaMikdash, and it, No. Question is, Medina, does Medina mean outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Does Medina mean outside only Yerushalayim? And then Yerushalayim will have that's.
Or maybe means outside the Beis HaMikdash.
I don't think so. I think Medina means outside the Beis HaMikdash. Because otherwise they would say Chutzlaritz. L'amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, kol kohen she'eino ole ba'avoda, any kohen who doesn't go up to avoda. What does that mean? Rashi says here that eino ole ba'avoda means anyone who doesn't go up during the bracha of Ritzei. You see, Rashi says she'eino ole ba'avoda kodem she'sayim shliyat zibor Ritzei. Tzarich lalos al haduchan. You have to start moving by Ritzei. Kol kohen she'eino ole ba'avoda shuv eino ole. It's not allowed to go up in duchan at that time. You miss it. Shneamar vayisa aron es yadav el am vayivarchem vayireid me'asos hachatos v'halov v'hashlamim. Aaron picked up his hands to give the bracha. Then he went down from doing the chatas and the ola. Malahalo, and the bracha of Aaron Kohen was done in the midst of the avoda. You see, also this idea that the Birchas Kohanim is part of the avoda. Ma'alahalim ba'avoda, afkam avoda. So to hear, the Birchas Kohanim has to be during the avoda. It's in the context of avoda. So you have to start moving. So the Kohanim have to wash beforehand, give themselves enough time to wash, and then move up, and then enough time to get to the duchen to by Ritzei. The Gemara says, "Eini, is that really true that if they're not there by Ritzei, v'ha Rav Ami Rav Asi Salki." They would go up to the duchan after the shliach tzibur finished the birchas avoda. So you're saying you have to be there before that it's over. They went up after. So Rav Ami, Rav Asi, mi'ikra havu achri karayu, mitama lo havu masu hasam. So what they would do is those they would start, right? They would start, but they wouldn't reach. In other words, you have to make a break for it. You have to start moving towards the duchen by Ritzay. And if you get up there by the end, it's okay. But you have to start making your move. You have to start making your move by Ritzay. All right, Rashi says. They sat all in the back. They sat in the back, so they started moving before they got to Ritzay. But the question is, does Bir Lach as a suffix, whether or not going to wash your hands, does that count also as making your move towards the Duchen? So it's a suffix, whether that. So he says that maybe it's not, because maybe what you're going to wash is you're going to wash. You're not going to the front. So you have to wash and make your move before Ritzay.
I was
going to start
walking towards the arm.
Walking towards the arm, right. Not walking towards the sink. Okay. Maybe you should have the sink on the front of the shoulder. So we have a guy
right,
I heard a silence. Yeah. Yeah, but if from there it's no good, but from there maybe yeah.
You should
go
on down the back
of the shoulder. I should have advice. Keep the Kohanim in the back. Okay. And he says also, Uche the Sunny Rabbi Oshir, like Rav Oshir says, Lo Shanu, this whole idea that this Kohen doesn't go up to the Duchen, if he's not there by the Bracha of Avoda, that's Eloshlo Akaras Raglo. If he didn't move his feet to start moving. Avot Akaras Raglo, if he started making his move, Ola, he's allowed to go up. It's not Nami. And we have also a similar, we have in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Bracha, so not Flam Adalin. It's not Nami, Tanami. The Mishnah over there is talking about somebody, the Shliach Tzibur, he says, is not allowed to. He says Shliach Tzibur there is not supposed to duchen if there is no, even if there's no other kohen by him, because even if there's no other kohen, because there was a chashash, then maybe he'll forget. Remember, they didn't daven with a they didn't daven from a sitter. It was a chashash that maybe he would forget. But they said im hivtachto, if he's certain that he won't forget where he is, shenosis kapel v'chozel tefilaso, he's allowed duchen and then return back to the tefila. So Rashai, he's allowed to. Vahavinabam, we asked, Halo Akar, he didn't move his feet. He's standing there. He didn't make a move. He's standing right there. So he says, Ella did not porta. He has to move a little bit from his place, right? Hachanami the Akar porta. So to our case also, Rami Ravasi, they moved a little bit. He's got to make a move. You got to make a move to be moving forward. Va'amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Now here, this is more just going on to Rav Yeshua ben Levi, not just Birchas Kohanim stuff, but since Rav Yeshua ben Levi was telling us of Birchas Kohanim, now we have another halachas brought by Rav Yeshua ben Levi. The Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Ein Nos Den Kosho Bracha Levarech. You don't give a kos for someone to make the bracha, Ella L'Tov Ayin. You have to give it to someone who's generous. Shinamar, the book says in Mishlei, Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. The Tov Ayin is going to make the bracha, Ki Nasan Lachmo Ladal, Al Tikri Yivorach, that he will be blessed, Ella Yivarech, that he will bless others. The Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, any kosher bracha from branching, kosher bracha is my closest kosher bracha. Kosher bracha has to be given to somebody. Wherever you have a kosher bracha, should be given to someone who's generous. Vav Rav Yeshua ben Levi, minayin shafilu ofos makirin bitzarei ha'ayin. How you know that even the birds recognize those who are stingy? Shneamar, the pasuk says in Mishlei, it's the first parak in Mishlei, I think. Ki chinam mizorah harashes ve'enei kol baal kanaf. For naught, he's spreading out the traps. In the eyes of all those who have the wings. The pasuk before that says, Kol ho nikar nimsan im lebatinu shalal. The pasuk says that when they would put out the traps for the birds, they would spread inside sort of wheat and barley so that the people could come in, so that the birds would come in. And here he's saying that the Baal Kanaf would recognize that it's chinam, it's for naught, you're spreading out, because I recognize that you are miserly, and you're just spreading it out for not because you... you recognize that you're not doing it for the goodness of your heart, and they'll recognize that, and they won't come in. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Hanene Mitzarei Ayin. Whoever gets hana from those who are miserly, over bilav, violates a lav. It can't be a real lav because this is from the Ksuvim, not from the Torah. Shneimar, the pasuk says again in Mishlei, Al Tilcham Es Lechem Ra Ayin. It says Al Tisav Limat Mat Amosav Ki Kamo Shaar Benafsho Ken Hu. Right, he will give you a drink, but the pasuk says, "Which his heart is not with you." Rav Nachum, Rav Yitzchak, Amar over b'shnei lavim. It says, "Al tilcham va'al tisav." Right, it says in the pasuk, "Al tilcham and al tisav." So don't drink, don't partake in the food of the miserly. Okay, Rav Shua ben Levi. Rav Shua ben Levi says as well, talking a little bit of Egla Rufa, which is a little foreshadowing for the last parak. Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Ein Egla Rufa ba ela b'shvil tzari ayin. The Egla Rufa only comes about because of those who were stingy. Shinamar, the Pasuk says, when they do the whole ceremony, the Egla Rufa, it says, Va'anu va'amru, right, the Chacham say, they answered and they said, Yadeinu lo shafku es adam hazeh, right, Ve'inenu lo ra'u. So the question is, why did the Zikne of the Sanhedrin of the city, you have to say that they didn't kill him? Right, do we have a halving to say that these people are murderers that they killed? Ella, what they're saying is lo bal yadenu upatrenuhu. This guy didn't come to us, and we sent him away. Velo ra'inu v'nachnuhu, and we didn't see him and just leave him there. Lo bal yadenu upatrenuhu velo mizonos. He didn't come to our hands, and we sent him away without food. Velo ra'inu v'nachnuhu, to go below levaya, to go without any
escort.
So you see that if they didn't, the idea is that someone should have given him food. I guess we've seen in the last parak that if he didn't have food, therefore he had to attack somebody to try to get food, and then they killed him. So you see, it's because of stinginess that people didn't give him food that leads to this whole thing. Amar of Adar, Amar Adar, Amar of Simloi, Beis Knesset Shekula Kohanim. You have Kilos Beis Kohanim, right? Kilos cats. Right? It's only Kohanim in the Shul. Kulan Ol in the Duchan. They all go up to the Duchan. So the Gemara says, Lemim of Archim. So who are they making the bracha for? Who is the bracha for? Lemim of Archim. Amar of Zera La'achehem Shebasados. They're making the bracha for their friends who are in the field. Ini, that really true? How can that work? V'atani Abba Breder of Minyamin Barchia, Ha'am Acharei Kohanim, whoever's standing behind the Kohanim, Ein B'chla Bracha, it's not included in the Bracha. They're standing behind the Kohanim. So it goes, Lo Kasha Hadanisi Hadalo Anisi. Depends if you're honest or not. If you're sitting with Kohanim with Duchening and you're standing behind them, and all it takes from you is to move forward, then you're not honest, it doesn't count. But if you're in the field, Nebuch, you had to work that day, you couldn't get to the, you couldn't get, you're an honest, it doesn't count. As Shiloh says, if you have the assigned seats in the shul, and your shul is in the front, is that considered honest or not? So if there's room in the shul to move forward, to stand in the aisles, then you're not honest, and you can move forward to stand forward. So Gemara says, V'hatani Rav Sima b'birta the Shichori, Rav Simi, who came from the capital city of Shichori, Beis Knesset Shekula Kohanim, Miksasan Olin, Miksasan Olin Amim, only part go up, and the other stand back and say, Amen, Lo Kasha, Had Ishtari Be'asara, Had Lo Ishtari Be'asara. If you're going to have 10, if you're going to have enough that 10 people are going to be able to stay back, if you don't have a minyan mitzumtzum, so a couple kohanim can go up, and 10 people stay back and answer amen. But if you're going to, if some kohanim go up, you're going to lose your minyan, you might as well just have everybody go up. Fine, we'll stop here by the gufa. Everybody have an excellent day.